if there's two people from outside. We must recommend those people.
Not necessarily the same thing, though. You see, what I'm suggesting is we could insert the, instead of saying taking the whole thing, no consultation, we put those.
Yes, but I think it's covered here in this. But let the legal people, it's already covered here, appointed as representatives. We are appointed as representatives of the people out there and of the Republic after consultation with the Portfolio Committee on Correctional Services.
I'm not saying the same thing, but just hear what they have.
Yeah, please, legal people. Yeah.
If he were to say, Chaplain, these people,
yeah,
they're going to be appointed by the minister, then he must make the appointment.
Yes.
He's not going to appoint him as a lady, because I'm going to lose talent. So, Chaplain, please, you know, they say you can define an appointment of these people.
That's right. That's right. Yes, Mr. Banara.
Thank you, Honorable Chair, for the opportunity. I do not intend to discourage the discussions regarding policy decisions.
Mm.
However, I would like to highlight the potential, what we view as a potential challenge or cause for challenge of this particular provision. This particular provision, members, honorable members will recall that in the current Act, it is optional for the Minister to appoint, with the consultation of the Portfolio Committee, members of the Committee to serve in the NC, the National Council.
Mm.
But what the amendment was effected makes it now obligatory for the Minister to appoint members of this committee. The effect thereof will then be, members should also remember that in view of the recent amendment, this NC, this National Council, will now come up with an incarceration framework. This incarceration framework will determine the minimum period that offenders need to serve, the minimum period that offenders need to serve in custody before they can be considered for parole. Now, the effect is that members will now have to advise the minister, amongst other issues, policy issues of the executive. And subsequently, these policies will have to be overseen by the same committee. And you will also find now members also participating in the formulation of the incarceration framework, which incarceration framework must still be approved by the same committee. We saw that as a potential source of a constitutional challenge. And this we had then recommended that at the very least, we could suggest the amendment that will be read by Ms. Zanele together with my learned colleague from the Office of the Chief State Law Advisor. It was precisely because we were not comfortable that if this provision were to be challenged, that we would be safe and sound home. This is very sensitive in the sense that honorable members will recall that the incarceration framework will serve as the basis, if approved, of course, by the Honorable Committee, to determine this minimum period. Therefore, this would be, or it could be, a potential source for members of, or for inmates to challenge this particular provision. And we felt that we, on the basis, of course, that there was an interference with the executive, and we felt that it would be unnecessary to subject such a very good piece of legislation on such a mere technicality. Thus, we were of the view that perhaps it would be imperative for us to raise this issue, and of course it's still for members of this committee to make a decision. Thank you, sir.
Thank you very, very much, Mr. Banyala. Any other input? Ms. Mene? Okay. Can you please, Mr. Self? Oh, okay. Can you please read it? Can you please read it?
What is part A and B, 32E?
Yeah. You have the bill with you, members. Yeah.
Yeah.
On the original bill. Yeah. Yeah. Yes.
On page
Okay. Yes. Paragraph A is three judges of the Supreme Court, ne?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It stays, yeah. All right.
So we are omitting paragraph H.
Paragraph H is two or more persons not in full-time service of the state.
Yes. That one is being omitted because it's going to say that it's in the Supreme Court. We're going to omit paragraph H and also paragraph B. If you look at item number 3
of the B.I. Yeah.
So
yeah.
You want the amendment.
Yeah.
If you look at item number 3 of the E, the second page 24 in line 46.
Yes.
To omit or omitting that part.
Yes.
And then item number 4, on page 24 from line 47, which is paragraph B, you omit paragraph B. When you omit paragraph B, you omit everything, because paragraph B is the one that is introducing an amendment to, that is inserting paragraph 5 in the print paragraph. So it is removed if we go with the E, now it's removed, it is removed now, it's an
Let's give Mr. Self a chance. Mr. Self wants to.
Thank you, Chair. I thoroughly understand the explanation that's been given, and I appreciate the reasoning that's been given here. So, as I understand what is being proposed here, is that we go back to the original formulation of the Act, which is that we have four people who are not in the employer's state appointed after consultation with this committee.
That's right.
Now, when we discussed this thing originally,
yes.
We had it in mind that this committee wants to have more power.
That's right.
Over what we informed in the National Council on Corrections.
Yes.
I accept the constitutional point, and I accept that it's inappropriate for members of Parliament to do But I would argue that we are now falling short of what we wanted in the first place, when we first got the discussion. Because after consultation, we can get a letter in our postbox saying that the minister intends to appoint four people, here are their names, he's now consulted us. I gathered when we had our original discussion, wanted to have more control. So, I mean, I think we need to have a discussion about what we actually want as a committee. Because if we don't accept that members of parliament can serve on that committee, and I do concede that that's a problem. Maybe what we want is we want four persons, not in a full-time employer's state, either appointed by or approved by this committee, which is not the same as part of the consultation. And I would suggest that we have a discussion, if you like, about the desirability of what we want, and then we can find whether there are words in law to use.
Thanks, Mr. Sheriff.
Chairperson, I fully support that. That is why I was saying it's not the same thing as in consultation. That is why I was saying we want them appointed by the Parliamentary Portfolio Committee. But I would be happy to see, we go the route of being approved by. But we cannot allow the minister in consultation with ourselves to appoint those people. We've got to be more authority than that. And I would agree with if we say approved by the Portfolio Committee. My personal opinion was still that we should really have two persons appointed by the Portfolio Committee who are not members of Parliament. That's not a problem. That's not illegal. There's nothing, as far as I can see, that would be problematic in that regard. And I still think that that is the route we should be going, and that was what was my proposal earlier on. That we go the route of two persons appointed by the Portfolio Committee who are not members of Parliament. But they could be ex-members of Parliament who serve on the committee, understand the process of proceedings, and people that we have confidence in.
Yes. No, you see, I hear what Mr. Self and Ms. Sitton's argument is. But the Act is saying, and maybe I'm wrong, four or more persons not in full-time service of the state or members of Parliament appointed as representatives of the Republic after consultation with the Portfolio Committee. You see, they can't appoint, that's what I am understanding. They can't appoint, the minister can't appoint these four people without coming to us. Say for instance, we are making recommendations. We are giving the minister four names to say, here's the names. The minister can't appoint these people without the approval of us.
Different.
Okay. Yeah.
Chairperson, I understand what the honourable members are saying. 101, instead of the names are calling these people, they want to be involved. One person say, four more people appointed by the minister on the recommendation of Parliament. Yeah. At least the Parliament will recommend to the minister to appoint these people.
Okay.
Yeah, no, Chair, I just wanted to clarify the after consultation and the in consultation principle. The after consultation situation will then will be a situation where the minister says he or she appoints Vanara, Badger, and come to the committee and say, I have appointed the two to serve in the National Council. That is now, he's already appointed, but it's just consulting to let him act. And effectively, the committee, given, I mean, in that scenario, wouldn't have that much to say regarding the appointment. However, if the committee wants to have a voice in the appointment of those people, it will either have to be in consultation, meaning that there will have to be consensus between the committee and the minister, or perhaps to be more effective, it will basically have to be on the approval of the committee. So that those are basically the dynamics that the committee is faced with. However, this, I must emphasize, remains the policy.
Yes. Let me hear from other members. The ANC has not said anything, but I think that we personally, and myself, I understand confrontation and but I will then, because members, time is not on our side. We are pressed. This thing was originally on Parliament's program for today, but then this technicality was identified and shown out of a constitutional challenge. Now we must have it before before Friday, ready for. Yes, Mr. Self, proposal.
Can I make a practical suggestion? Because I think it's going to be easier, and I think it would solve the problem that I think many of us feel. And that is, if we simply substitute the word after for semi, that means that
in the
end.
So it would be
after. Yeah.
Four or more members, whatever the formulation is, and then instead of after consultation with the portfolio committee, you take in the consultation with the portfolio committee. That means the minister and the portfolio committee have to agree on the matter. That's what practically means.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we only, after public, we are saying in consultation. You see, this one is reading now. Representatives of the public after consultation. Now we are saying we delete that after, we insert in consultation with the portfolio committee. Yeah.
Next question I agree with that formulation. I'm still having a problem with this, with the act as it is, because it started to take some interpretation. Some people might read it too mean, it's four or more persons, not in the same time. All members of the panel appointed as the representative of the party. It would mean that both the persons who are not in the full house of the state and the members of parliament.
All members of parliament.
It has that
meaning.
And the other meaning is to say two or more persons who are not in the full house of the state and who are not members of parliament.
Yeah. Appointed, you see that all state, all members of parliament. Appointed as a representative.
But we can remove the uncertainty to this just to make sure it's like we can put commas. The commas will make contact in front.
But I will propose that you draft something now here, because this thing must go to the drafters, and whatever you draft it, maybe we'll give you time to draft it, and then we go on with other business for now. You can do it here. Yeah? And then we must decide as a committee, not to come back to another meeting and whatever, because it's a technical thing. Mm. It's only two words here that is necessary.
Chairperson, can I just also ask? I haven't had an opportunity to go through the F version of the book. Nothing has been left out of this. You know, we've had a problem in the past. I mean,
nothing
with correctional services.
Yeah,
where things that we have Fed must be in certain level, we're not there. And when we realize at the last minute, they said, no, we must please pass this thing anyhow, and it will be put where never was. And we don't want to be in that position again today.
Yeah.
I'm actually pleased because we're going to have to be given an opportunity to go back and be able to go line by line through the two documents.
So you, with other words, you are asking for a postponement now.
Yeah, no. But it needs to give us time to go, and we these will have time to go make sure that everything that is in the previous proposal is in fact in the bill.
But Ms. Sutton, we went through that process, and you were not present.
Okay, now, as long as the bill, the best version of the bill, is
what I'm saying,
is in fact what we originally approved. That's all I'm asking.
That's fine. Yeah. Now the three people will sit and discuss and draft something, so that when we finish with the other business, then we can adopt that amendment, Mr. Vanara.
But can I clarify something? The intention of the repair out of the building back to the committee was to, in order to remove the defect in the
inclusion of members
of the committee. Yes. But now, on top of that, we are also making amendments to the appointment. I'm just checking the intent of the committee to break. It can still be done.
Yeah, we are dealing with that clause, isn't it? With that clause. And that clause was unconstitutional. So we are addressing that thing. Yes. That's why I said it's two words here. That all and after. That's right. All members of parliament. And that after. In. We change it. Yes.
Just another question. Given that we're now changing this, does this need to go back to the NPFE again?
No. Yeah.
No, that's why, because I was just thinking, because it does change the concept of what we say. So I'm not 100% sure that it doesn't need to go back to the...
No, I have also consulted
I'm talking about now the in as opposed to the after.
Yeah.
Okay, now that's what I'm talking about.
When we as officials get a clear policy decision, it makes our lives a little bit easier to give effect in terms of drafting. I heard there was an emphasis on the deletion of after and the insertion of in to read in consultation. And I now also read that the paragraph that allows members of parliament to serve in the National Council needs to be deleted. Is the committee effectively then saying they would like these members of the public to serve in this committee, but that should be in consultation with the members of parliament?
We must have a say.
Okay. Then that's what I wanted to confirm. Yeah.
We are not deleting the National Council of here. Yeah. It's both committees, parliamentary committees, in consultation with
parliamentary committees.
Yeah. Yeah. So we will come back when you are ready. Yeah, with that thing. Members, right, let's go to the other issue. Raise the issue of on our program. On our program, we had this we had this issue of the escape, the incident of. Do you have it? The Krutaskir incident, where Mr. Horn was killed in that. Mr. Self also raised the issue of the escape of Lacoste in the Johannesburg prison over this last month. Now let me give a short, maybe some of the other members not picked it up, about this escape of Lacoste in the Johannesburg prison. This Mr. Lacoste is a French-born citizen, or what do you call it? Yeah, French-born national. Mr. Lacoste was arrested, allegedly been arrested, and he is an awaiting trial. Mr. Lacoste escaped from the Johannesburg prison 3 weeks ago. The explanation from the air, because we will call the department to explain to us. They are saying, reports are saying that two bogus police in police uniform went to the Johannesburg prison, booked Mr. Lacoste out. They were saying that they are going to investigate. It's for further investigation. They are police. And up until today, Mr. Lacoste is missing. Mr. Lacoste, it's also been reported that Mr. Lacoste he was on a charge of fraud and money laundering. Mr. Lacoste is also been wanted by Interpol. 36 million rand has been reported that is involved here. Now, It's a very serious matter and there's a lot of questions. But I'm going to open it for the committee, for us members, to take a decision here, the way forward. Why did this big fish went out of prison so easily? And it's not a small fish, members. I'm repeating. It's a very, very serious suspect that is gone up until now. And I personally have a lot of questions to ask about the security of that Johannesburg prison. But let me open it, Mr. Self.
Yes, thank you, Chair. Thank you very much for allowing us to raise this issue. I agree with you that the situation is very serious, and that the gentleman in question is, as he put it, a very big fish. I think there are a number of aggravations to this as I read the situation. Firstly, this man is, as you said, wanted in South Africa for falsifying documents, money laundering, and fraud. But the Interpol charges include, as I understand, money laundering, fraud, and murder.
Mm.
So that's the first aggravation. The second aggravation is that, according to my information, he was being held in the maximum security section of Johannesburg.
Mm.
In other words, they already knew that this was a particular problem. And the third aggravation, according to my information, is that it took a week for them to discover that the man was missing.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. that is a very, very serious matter. You see, over and above, I mean, I can understand that if one is duped by bogus pollution or something, surely after a lockup, a roll call, one would have come to the person, you know, in the space earlier than an entire week. Now, what concerns me here, and then I'll come to a proposal about how we deal with it, is that if you recollect when we dealt with the escape of the Marseille from the CMAC prison in Pretoria, we waited so long for the investigating team, and even then when we got a report of the investigating team, it was a very unsatisfactory report. We had a whole lot of questions about it. Those questions have never fully been answered. So what I would like to suggest is the department clearly needs to investigate this matter. There are according to the reports, there are investigations that are on the go. But what I'd like to suggest is that we allow them a reasonable, but not too long a period to conduct and conclude that investigation, and give them a deadline by which they must then come and present the report of the investigating team, even if that is an interim report at that stage. And then we can decide what further questions and what further avenues of investigation are appropriate. So I would suggest, Chair, perhaps 2 weeks or a week that the department is given to conclude a preliminary investigation at least, and let them then come and tell us what transpired and allow us to interrogate the person.
Thanks, Mr. Self. Ms. Sitton and Bishop
Stoller. No, Chairperson, I support that. I think that is the way to go. Given that we're only here for a very limited period of time, I would say that 1 week is more than sufficient, given as that they've had some 3 weeks already to deal with the issue. So I would suggest that we take them in a week.
Okay. Bishop Stoller. Bishop Tolo is addressing the issue of identification, the name tag, the uniform. Summarizing, yeah? Bishop? Thanks, Bishop. We will ask those questions, Bishop. Very good questions. When the department appear before us, we are going to take a decision when, because there's proposals on the table. But that type of questions is relevant. Mengwenya, before other members, let me take a round.
Yeah, thank you, Captain. Although Professor Oro has been covered me in terms of identifying the problem. Another question, maybe, Captain, we need to know from the department is that when the inmate go, if the inmate is on a trial, when they go out, they sign. Who was working on that day? And when the inmate go out, when the inmate came back, what are they?
He is gone.
He doesn't go alone.
They took him, these two police, bogus police.
That police, that the police, when they came, they came from our center.
No, it's SAPS.
When they fetched him,
yeah.
There's something that they signed on.
Yes.
It must be something that they sign.
Yes.
Before they take the EU.
That's correct.
Outside.
Yes.
We need to get a who was signing the...
The official of correctional services.
Yes.
Who was on duty.
Yes.
When this bogus police
yes.
fetched La Court.
Yeah. And we need to get also that did they reach to the court?
No, obviously he's gone. Obviously he's gone. They were not police.
Mm.
They were only in uniform of police.
Mm.
But they fetched him. He never appeared before a court of law. He's gone.
It's a problem, but I'll support the first speaker then when they said in terms of the investigation.
Yeah.
We mustn't take long on this because this thing
yeah.
is open what has been happened there.
Yeah.
I think 1 week is enough.
No, that's fine. Cindy and Mtate Maote.
Yeah.
And then I'll go around. Cindy?
Thank you, Chairperson. I think I support the proposal. Because, Chairperson, even before we can begin to interrogate ourselves, we need to hear from the department. Because the department must give us information. On the basis of that information, then we can interrogate the department in the power of confusion. So I think it's important we have to get the correct information from the department. And if we're not satisfied with the information, we may even have to consider going back to state for ourselves, but for now, I think the information is really
important.
Yeah.
Thanks, Cindy. Nkosi Kola. Sorry, Comrade Maote.
In supporting what just said, I've got only one why. Because the department holds us a lot of support. Because what happened, we say the department must come in a week or two to come and support. When they come and report, they report and say this is just a temporary report because there are outside investigations taking place and it ends there. I think if they come, they must be prepared to answer every question that we need an answer for. This team was saying, no, there's also outside investigation and so on. We don't get this report because even this process here, even the one of the people that banned in
Portsmouth.
Mm.
Because when they were here in front of the committee, they said, no, we are report. This is internal report. There are still other reports from outside. I'm afraid it is when they come in that week. Because even what we are saying now, that they discovered after a week, it's not that thing.
No, it's a month already now that is gone.
But what I'm saying is when they come, they must not come with decent pieces and say we will get other reports at some other time. Because we don't follow up on this thing when they say there's an outside investigation that is still going to take place. Thanks,
Mr. Maote. Nkosi Kola.
Thank you, Mr. Chairperson. I endorse what my colleague said. I have a feeling that the area commissioners have to be involved in this setup. You know, apart from this issue, when an inmate is being transferred from Port Shepstone to Devon, the area commissioner has to be involved, not just the head of center alone, so that now when such things happen, he is also involved. Now, you see, that official that signed, that man signed document, it's because he was on duty and he was not directly involved as a senior official, as an area commissioner. We have had problems down at Mzindo because whoever is supposed to be on duty is allowed to sign that man off without the approval of the area commissioner involved. If perhaps the area commissioners were to be involved, we would have less of these problems.
Thanks, Nkosi. Ms. Peter and Bishop Shola. Okay, Mr. Kipido, yeah. You first, please.
Me?
Yeah.
Okay. I think, Chairperson, these are the kind of incidents that actually
make the person feel speechless, because it is something that is that is repeating itself over and over again in many of our departments where these kind of schools. Now, surely, there's an intention from the department also to train our people to be a lot more vigilant on who approaches correctional service centers, who takes inmates awaiting prisoners out to court and so on.
Mm.
It really makes a person worry about what is happening here. Now, unfortunately, one comes to the conclusion, to the perceived conclusion, that correctional service officials are they play their part in this kind of and really, we need to ask the department, even when they come to us the first time, we need to get hold of those, we need to see the phone, we need to see the CCTV that was in place there. Why is it in place? So that we can see who were our own members who were involved in this, and that would make the case a lot easier to investigate. But it seems to me even correctional services, it's like if they are turning a blind eye to the easy things that need to be attended to when they are investigating. But what I would say, Jefferson, I agree with what my other colleagues have said, but I would like us to have a look at the CCTV video.
Thanks, Mrs. Seaton, and then Bishop Dolan.
Yes, thank you.
And what then we must close this issue because then, yeah.
What clearly comes out of this is a serious lack of security and security procedure. Now, we've been talking for many years about an integrated IT system. I believe, especially talking with prisoners, if you're looking at a high-risk prisoner, we should be checking the actual police officers that come in as well. Number one, they've got a card. It's not just a name tag. It's all very well having a name tag. Anybody can pick up a uniform and put it on. But you also have a card that you carry, an identity card, which, quite frankly, in the South African police force, is very easy to fraudulently copy as well. And it's time that we address that issue with the South African police force. If they have something that's a lot more solid, it's not just something to be photocopied, it should be a steel badge with the details on, etc. But that information should be able to be obtained on computer systems as well. In other words, when I walk in to collect somebody, before I get to take anybody, I am clear on that computer as well. And that is, until we get that integrated system, we're going to keep having this sort of problem. So I'm saying that as Correctional Services Portfolio Committee, we should be pushing for this integrated computer or IT system that is going to make sure that these sort of security breaches don't happen again.
Thank you, Ms. Sitton. Bishop Tolo, the last, and then we must
cover the point raised from Mr. Tolo.
Okay. Thanks. Now, members, you know, Mr. Mahote, it's 100% correct. You know, it doesn't help us calling the department now and then. You know, that's outstanding escape that they owe us a explanation and answer, and they will come here and tell us that no, it's very sensitive. They are investigating. It's two departments. It's the police that is investigating. It's Correctional Services, their unit, that is investigating, and crime intelligence or intelligence. That is at this stage it's very sensitive. That is what Mr. Mahote, I fully agree with what he is saying, Mr. Mahote. You see, members, let me say, the department, 907 million rand has been spent on people on suspension. Part of it is escape. For 2 years, 3 years, Zonderwater issue. It's two years.
It's a 2004 case, the Zonderwaterex case. Up until today, those people are still getting their salary as usual. These guys of Johannesburg will also be suspended. The Mate issue that Mr. Self is... They are sitting there, they have been paid. And nothing.
Grote
Skier the same. They are... Members, I hope I will agree with your proposal. But when we meet, we must put our foot down. On that day, you have said 7 days. 7 days from now, it's next week. When they come here for the Kalakabusha and the Grote Skier one, they must also come and account on this one, of the Johannesburg one. But please, members, we must take a decision, a very firm decision, that we can't allow this thing. You see, Mr. Sitton, you are addressing the issue of security. And unfortunately, I will disagree with the security issue. You see, they have spent 400 and something million rand, Mr. Sitton.
Mm-hmm.
But the human factor comes in as well.
Mm-hmm.
We have said, as this portfolio committee, that people working in maximum security must be screened. They must be vetted.
Mm.
You see, we can have this CCTV cameras. You know, I'm not saying it that will be the report. But if they come here next week and say that CCTV camera was switched off, who has switched that thing off?
Mm-hmm.
You see, the human factor comes in now. The human factor. Because we put 400 million security, big fences, Ms. Sitton, big fences, millions, and people are still escaping. I mean, this person is a real risk. White-collar crime is serious in the country. We are only looking at these guys who is doing the simple things and what. These guys, 36 million rand, and maybe it's one of those cases. But I'm saying next week, members, please let us put foot down and not have another. You know, up until today, the public out there wants to know, how did Mate escape? Up until today, and even us as members, we don't know how Mate has escaped. And this is now another escape. And there will be another one again. And we will call them now and then. We must put foot down and say, no, if you are not going to do this, we as a committee. You know, members, let me tell you, our weapon is the budget. We completely refuse to approve the budget. And finish in class. Because if they are not going to we spend millions of rand on security in the budget. On security alone. Mr. Bill, I'm not going to give you a chance. I'm going to cut it. But that is
not only talking that kind of security.
Yes. Sorry?
We're not only talking that kind of security budget.
Yes.
We're also talking that you don't, because somebody comes with a uniform, accept that he's a...
No,
yeah.
security. That's why I'm saying, with an intelligence person vetted, that person will know that Cindy can't come in here without her identity. You can't if you are security conscious. You can't say Mengwenya is a member of Correctional Services Portfolio Committee, she can go in there and do that. We, as this committee, want Sarah Sage, for instance. We are insisting in there that they mustn't only take Ms. Sitton and say, no, this is a member of parliament. Make sure, maybe there's a twin sister of Ms. Sitton and go in. But members, thank you very much. Next week, we will call them. And please, members, let us put the law there and finish in class. Thank you very much, members. This issue is let's go to the issue.